So next comes our emphasis on the spiritual value of the arts. I'm not going to say too much about this because I think it's pretty obvious, and I think quite a few of you are involved in the arts in one way or another. Speaking from my own experience, even before I came into contact with the Dharma, which I did when I was 16, I was very inspired and even very uplifted by the poetry I came into contact with, especially the poetry of Shelley, Shakespeare, Milton, Wordsworth, inspired by the great arts that I came in contact with. And contact with and experience of the arts can play a very important part in our lives. I'm not saying that everybody needs to be wisely read in the arts or very knowledgeable about the arts, no. But yes, a poem or a picture can be a source of very great inspiration to us. And our own creative activity can be a source of very great inspiration to us. We all know, I think, how inspiring we find certain Buddha images and Bodhisattva images and tankas, icons. We shouldn't underestimate the importance of these sort of helps, of these sort of aids. I'm just going to make one particular point here. This is a point that one or two people have raised recently, and which I'd like to emphasize or underline. They've said going for refuge is primary, yes? Going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. But they've also made the point that we don't seem to have too many symbols for the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. We have, yes, these jewels which appear on the kesa, you know, the yellow jewel for the Buddha, the blue one for the Dharma, the red one for the Sangha. But it has been suggested that we ought to make much more of this, that we ought to see in all our centres, perhaps very large, elaborate, ornate, coloured, illuminated representations of the three jewels to remind us that this is what the FWBO is all about. These are our three great objects of refuge. We go for refuge to these three jewels, to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. So it has been suggested that the artists in the movement should, well, get to work, provide us with beautiful and attractive and inspiring representations, symbols of the three jewels. So if there are any artists lurking in the audience, then perhaps they'll take note of this.